Every Easter, we celebrate the love of God expressed in Christ. While we were yet sinners and separated from God, the Creator took the form of His creation, living the blameless life we should have lived and dying the painful death we should have died. Jesus' lifeless body was sealed inside a borrowed tomb. On the third day, God raised Him from the dead to demonstrate His power over sin and death and hell, and to adopt each of us into His family now and forevermore. Jesus is our Redeemer.
I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He white as snow.
Jesus paid it all, all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He
Couldn't God have come up with a plan to redeem humanity that didn't require the death of His Son? Not really, because only a perfect sacrifice could perfectly atone for our sins. We were spiritually bankrupt and could never earn enough to repay our debt. There was literally no one else in the universe whose goodness was good enough except God's own Son.
Set aside His majesty to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our griefs. When we like sheep have gone astray, the man of sorrows made a way. He paid to win the hearts of all His people. One day we'll be with Him because of one we now saved, the King of glory made a way.
So Jesus set His face toward Jerusalem. Only days after being worshiped by the multitudes, He is betrayed by a disciple and taken into custody. After a sham of a trial, His own countrymen called for His blood, and the Roman governor grants their wish. Beaten and scourged, mocked and spat upon, Jesus carries His cross until He can bear it no more. On a skull-shaped hill outside the city gates, the greatest injustice in the history of humanity takes place as the sinless Son of God is nailed to a cross and raised into the air. a cruel crown of thorns piercing the brow of creation's king.
Live the love of Christ and go where Christ dismay without the hope of worldly gain. No greater love I'll show. But should I sing for all my days the brightest melody, how could I say in songs of praise, His cross and share his pain without the hope of worldly gain? No greater love I'll show, no greater love I'll show, no greater love I'll show.
Matthew's gospel tells us that a few hours after Jesus died, as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Luke's gospel picks up the story a few days later. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in cloths that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
Broken through the gloom, alleluia, Jesus is King. Christ has risen from the tomb, alleluia, Jesus is King. See the grave where once he lay,
see the stone now rolled away,
see the angels hear them say, Jesus is King, alleluia, Jesus is King. Where, O death, is now your sting? Alleluia, Jesus is King.
Christ has conquered everything.
Alleluia, Jesus is King. Dying once, he paid for all.
And battered by the fall,
he became salvation's call. Alleluia, Jesus is King. Alleluia, Jesus is King. The risen Savior is reigning now. The crucified
40 days, Jesus appears to more than 500 of his followers, showing them and us he was and is risen from the dead. He shares final words about his Father's kingdom and commissions them to make disciples throughout the whole world. Then, before their very eyes, he is taken up into heaven. Christ has risen from the dead, we too shall rise. Because Christ has overcome sin and death and hell, we too are overcomers. Because Jesus lives, we have life and life more abundant this Easter. He is our Redeemer.